You're listening to KNNA LP FM 95.7 in Lincoln, Nebraska. From beginners to professionals, regionals, and universities, CGS Music, a locally owned music store, is there to provide musical instrument sales, rentals, and repair of both stringed and band instruments. CGS Music is located at 1244 High Street in Lincoln, Nebraska. Our website is www.cgsmusic.net, and our phone number is 402-328-0677.
Your Architectural Design Associates is an architectural firm providing design and services for our clients. Architectural Design Associates is located at 7501 O Street, Lincoln, Nebraska, and can be contacted at 402-486-3380.
Friesen Landscaping is a family-owned and operated business. With 15 years of experience, owner Travis Friesen will work closely with you to gather ideas, design, and install your outdoor living space. For more information, visit FriesenLandscaping.com. That's F-R-I-E-S-E-N Landscaping.com. Or call 402-435-TREE. That's 402-435-TREE.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School offers an academically rich educational experience in a Christ-centered environment where the groundwork is laid for a lifetime of learning. Students are encouraged to work toward independence at an early age and given the tools to take responsibility for their own study. Our commitment to Christian values, dedicated teachers, and parental support serve to motivate children to perform at their highest potential. For information, contact our school at 402-423-7677.
Have a community event that you would like the rest of Lincoln to know about? KNNA would love to present your event to the listeners of 95.7 FM, The Cross. Find more information at www.thecross957.org or contact us via email at info@thecross957.org. That's info@thecross957.org.
In Nebraska, winters can be very cold and people need your help. At a warmer day, we provide people with winter apparel to others that are in need. If you would like to help, go to awarmerday.org or call 402-480-7463 or write an email to info@awarmerday.org for more information. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome to this edition of Soundtrack Telling. I am your host, Captain Kirk, and I bring to you wonderful music from TV shows, movies, and video games. Not only that, but it is always my goal to try and spark that imagination of yours and cause your mind's eye to go on a journey that only you can travel. There is no movie, TV program, or video game that can outdo your imagination. The most powerful, powerful computer, so to speak, on Earth. You know, and as great as virtual reality can be, nothing, absolutely nothing beats our imagination. Grab that imagination with a tight grip. Don't let go and allow your mind to go on an adventure like no one could possibly believe. I won't tell you what to imagine. I'll just let the music do that. However, if doing so will negatively affect your work ethic, and it's not nighttime for you, it's afternoon during the workday, because I'll explain later, then by all means, use this great music to help keep you going through the day. I don't know about you, but this music always makes me work harder, faster, and just more efficient overall. This hour of Soundtrack Telling is underwritten by Friesen Landscaping. Get your landscaping plans ready for the 2017 season by calling Travis or Danny at 402-435-TREE. That's 402-435-TREE. Or you can visit their website at friesenlandscaping.com. That's F-R-I-E-S-E-N landscaping.com. I am Captain Kirk, and you can get a hold of me at soundtracktelling@gmail.com. That's soundtracktelling@gmail.com. I hope you really enjoy what I have in store for you. was Surrender for Peace from the movie Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country by Cliff Eidelman. And before that, at the very beginning of the show, you heard Angry Birds, main theme from, you guessed it, Angry Birds by Ari Pulkkinen and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. A shout out to Old Lovable Jack and Elizabeth Courtney. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to not only 95.7 FM, but to me here on Soundtrack Telling. It truly, truly means a lot. If you all out there in Radioland want to let me know that you are listening, please drop me a quick note at soundtracktelling@gmail.com. That's soundtracktelling@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, and yes, I will write back. This show, this radio station, would not be possible without listeners such as yourself. KNNA LP standing for low power, functions entirely on listener support by you, the listener. If you would like to continue to support us, please visit our website at thecross957.org, thecross957.org, for more information. You can, if you so wish, also write a check out to KNNA LP 95.7 FM at the address 3825 Wildbriar Lane, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516. That's KNNA LP 95.7 FM, address 3825 Wildbriar Lane, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516. Without you, there is no radio station. So thank you for your support. That was The Fencing Lesson from the movie The Mask of Zorro by James Horner. And before that, you heard The Hornburg from The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers by Howard Shore. Well, it is the bottom of the hour, and that means it's time for a quick intermission. I mean, come on, don't you smell that popcorn? I'm getting some. Be right back.
Lutheran and Community Radio, KNNA 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
From beginners to professionals, regionals, and universities, CGS Music, a locally owned music store, is there to provide musical instrument sales, rentals, and repair of both stringed and band instruments. CGS Music is located at 1244 High Street in Lincoln, Nebraska. Our website is www.cgsmusic.net, and our phone number is 402-328-0677.
Hi, this is Reverend Jeff Bloom, pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church, a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our congregation is located at 2001 South 11th Street here in Lincoln. Our worship times are at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning and 10:45, and Sunday school hour begins at 9:30. Emmanuel is a historical Lutheran congregation established in 1909, proclaiming the gospel in the heart of Lincoln.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool in Lincoln, Nebraska is a fantastic school for your child, grandchild, or even a friend's child to attend. Whether or not you know a student attending, you might be wondering if there is a way you can support the school. Well, you can. SCRIP. SCRIP is an amazing system that provides money to the school at no cost to you. The way SCRIP works is simple. You buy a gift card to a store you wish to purchase items from. What you spend there, that company then takes a certain percentage of the purchase and provides that funding to the school. You buy your stuff, they give money to the school. It's that easy. So come on down to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School. Buy SCRIP and financially support Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool. Thank you for your support.
FM, The Cross functions entirely on volunteer work. However, without you, there is no radio station. If you would like to see this station continue its mission outreach to the Lincoln community and the world, please consider a donation. More information can be found at www.thecross957.org. Our email is info@thecross957.org. That's info@thecross957.org. Thank you.
Begin your day with us with Matins at 6:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. and close your day with us with evening prayer at 9 p.m. Monday through Friday here at KNNALP FM 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hello again to all of you out there in Radio Land. I am Captain Kirk, your guide to imagination here on Soundtrack Telling, and a big, big thanks to Friesen Landscaping for underwriting this episode. Another shout out to Chad Renter, who I hear had somewhat of an accident during this whole ice storm here in Lincoln, Nebraska over the weekend. I hope you are doing well. I pray you are doing well, and know that our thoughts are with you, man. Take it easy. Let me know how you're doing, and I hope you're listening right now, because that'd be great. Let me know. Let me know how you're doing. I didn't get to see you today. All right. So, like I said, this is Soundtrack Telling, and I do my best to spark imagination by using soundtrack music from TV shows, movies, and video games. Something a lot like this. That is A Tree for My Bed from the movie Jurassic Park by John Williams. And before that, and as always in the order that you heard it, Underwater March from Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl by Klaus Badelt. And then after that was Luck from the video game Halo 3 by Martin O'Donnell. And then after that, Enterprising Young Man by Michael Giacchino. Now, I just got an email from Sheila Weckman, so a shout out to you, a big thank you to you for listening and supporting my show. It means the world to me. I know I've said that to other people before, but it really does. It really means a lot. That's what keeps me going, because without you, this show is nothing. So I need you. So thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I know there is music coming up that that you and your family will enjoy. And thanks to the Turek family again, and hope to hear from you again soon. Now, sometimes imagination isn't just brought on by music. I mean, duh, of course not. Imagination is brought on by a lot of things. One of those ways is by attending local events. So here are some to get you going. How about the Hyde Observatory programs? Now, on January 7th, you can enjoy astronomy programs and space exploration with knowledgeable volunteers. And you can take a look at the universe through a couple of different telescopes. That's pretty cool. If I had the time, I would totally do that. There are different types of programs, and they change monthly. So you're going to want to visit the website at hydeobservatory.info. hydeobservatory.info. That's H-Y-D-E. Hyde. The Hyde Observatory is on the south side of Holmes Lake in Holmes Park. The address is 3701 South 70th Street, Lincoln, Nebraska. 3701 South 70th Street here in Lincoln, Nebraska. There's also there's a movie night at Trinity Lutheran Church and School, a movie night. And you can go there, Trinity Lutheran Church and School, on Friday, February 10th, 2017. I hope that's right. At 5 o'clock p.m. Located at 1200 North 56th Street, 1200 North 56th Street, where you can watch Finding Dory at the Trinity Lutheran School. They will have a meal starting at 6 p.m., and they will be serving hot dogs, chips, carrots, all sorts of good stuff, ice cream. And the movie is supposed to begin at 7 with popcorn available, and it's open to the public. You can find more information at trinitylcms-lincoln.com/school. trinitylcms-lincoln.com/school. How about this one? Lincoln's Symphony Orchestra presenting Bailey's and Brahms. If I had the time, I would go to this. This sounds great. I mean, listen to this. According to what they were saying, the Washington Post says Zuel Bailey's cello playing is as rich as melted chocolate.
Chocolate.
Bailey joins the Lincoln Symphony Orchestra for a performance of Dvorak's Transcendent Cello Concerto in B minor. The concert will close with Brahms' Final Symphony, Symphony No. 4, in E minor, with allusions to Beethoven and Bach, the works that he has studied. So if you attend this event, you could be in for a treat of a hot chocolate bar, and for you adults out there with Bailey's. And last but not least, the Stage Theater is happy to announce the launch of a new program, Stagecoach. And the Stage Theater, it's the Stage Theater's touring company. The Stagecoach will kick off the Stage Theater's 2017 season with a revival of the highly acclaimed 2015 production of The Drowsy Chaperone. Stagecoach shares the Stage Theater's mission in producing professional quality live entertainment. and I can speak from experience of attending, it's fantastic, in my opinion. So definitely go. So Quality Live Entertainment now being taken to different stages across Nebraska and the greater Midwest, where theater perhaps is less accessible to those people who live out there. So Stagecoach will be making stops in Gothenburg on February 17th, 2017, at the Sun Theater. And then they're going to be stopping in the next day on the 18th at Ravenna in Nebraska, at Ravenna High School Auditorium. And then on their last day, the 19th, so 3 days in a row, they're going to be in Central City, Nebraska, at the Performing Arts Center.
Thank you.
was Old Town from the video game Fable 2 by Russell Shaw. And before that, And Away We Go from Deus Ex Human Revolution by Michael McCann. And then after that was Deadly Siren from Doctor Who Series 6. The Doctor Who Series 6 by Murray Gold. Well, it is the top of the hour, so I will be right back.
You're listening to KNNA LP, FM 95.7 in Lincoln, Nebraska. They work night and day. They protect you from harm. They keep our homes and our neighborhoods out of danger. They have labored much to keep our cities, towns, and roads safe. To our policemen and women, for the many sacrifices that you have made in order to keep us safe, we give you a very, very big thank you. This message is brought to you by KNNA 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
For many in Nebraska, cold winters are merely an inconvenience, but for others it can be deadly. At a warmer day, it is our mission to provide winter apparel to the underprivileged. We hope you will consider giving generously to our cause. There are numerous drop-off locations in the Lincoln area. If you would like to help, you can go to awarmerday.org or call 402-480-7463 or write an email to info@awarmerday.org for more information. Thank you and God bless.
Friesen Landscaping is a family-owned and operated business. With 15 years of experience, owner Travis Friesen will work closely with you to gather ideas, design, and install your outdoor living space. For more information, visit FriesenLandscaping.com. That's F-R-I-E-S-E-N Landscaping.com. Or call 402-435-TREE. That's 402-435-TREE.
95.7 FM, The Cross, functions entirely on volunteer work. However, without you, there is no radio station. If you would like to see this station continue its mission outreach to the Lincoln community and the world, please consider a donation. More information can be found at www.thecross957.org. Our email is info@thecross957.org. That's info@thecross957.org. Thank you.
There are many opportunities waiting for you and your child at Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool. You can be involved in your child's spiritual and academic life in order to enhance and enrich their educational experience. Our close-knit community fosters strong personal relationships with Christ and one another, which will last a lifetime. Take a moment to explore our website and learn why so many families have an interest in Good Shepherd Lutheran School.
KNNA The Cross is now on 95.7 FM. That's right, 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska. We are a low-power radio station, so if you begin to lose reception outside of Lincoln, don't worry because KNNA is still available on the internet at www.thecross957.org. That's www.thecross957.org.
Again, to all of you out there in Radio Land, welcome to Hour 2 of Soundtrack Telling here on KNNA 95.7 FM, The Cross, with me, Captain Kirk. Thanks for joining me this evening, or afternoon. I do the show live every Sunday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Because, well, I'm a working man and a father of two lively kids, and this is the only time of the week I can do this. So, with that said, do not expect a new episode until January, since I'm going to be taking Christmas and New Year's Day off. But not to worry, this episode and previous episodes will play at the regular scheduled time. At least I think so. Take a look at thecross957.org, thecross957.org for more scheduling information. Again, with that said, know that some programming has changed for this Christmas season, so not all programming is accurate on the schedule for a couple of shows. Not everything, just some things. And also, there's Christmas music now on this station for a couple of weeks. So instead of playing the hymns that we've been playing over the last several months, it's Christmas music. So tune into that. Okay. As I mentioned, this is Soundtrack Telling, where I play great music from TV shows, movies, and video games. Not album work. Nope, just soundtracks. Instrumental music without the lyrics. Mostly. Sometimes I'll throw something in there. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, it's this time. I love this. This is great. This is my, right now is my Back in Time segment. Now, I will have an intro song for that, so when you hear it, you're going to be all excited about it. My Back in Time segment. It's a part of the show where I do my best to find music from TV shows and movies from generations past. If I had sound effects, I would do an echo right there. Past. Oh, shut up, Jim. That's right. Not all great soundtracks are from today, but from many years ago. Some before I was even born. I hope you enjoy this one. That was from the Ten Commandments. Kind of an interesting ending to that piece. And that was called Moses and Zipporah, like I said, from the movie The Ten Commandments by Elmer Bernstein. And before that, the first one of the segments that you heard was an exciting one, The A-Team, the main theme by Mike Post from the TV show The A-Team. And then after that, from the movie The Quiet Man by the Dublin Screen Orchestra, was Cottage Fireside. So that concludes the segment of Back in Time. Let me know if you have any Back in Time suggestions by getting a hold of me at soundtracktelling@gmail.com. That's soundtracktelling@gmail.com. Now, as we all know, it is the Christmas season and a new year. A new year's coming up. It can be very difficult, a very difficult time for many in the world, including many in Nebraska, and even here in Lincoln, Nebraska. You can make a difference in many people's lives by helping those without proper food and clothing by donating to the Lincoln Food Bank, the Salvation Army, A Warmer Day, United Way, whatever suits your fancy to go out and help someone. A Warmer Day helps provide warm apparel to those who have little to nothing. So this season, please consider donating your time and or food or clothing, especially warm clothing, because of this time of year, you know how cold it is. I mean, look how cold it was just today, yesterday, 2 days ago. That's insane. Of course, if you're listening to this on Friday, that was like a week ago then. Okay, so you can find more information by going to awarmerday.org. That's awarmerday.org.
We'll be right back.
Mad Renter, this one is for you. Keep your chin up, buddy. That is To Glory by the Two Steps from Hell Orchestra. It's not a soundtrack, but I love it anyways. That's the beauty of being a host of your own show. You get to do stuff like that. Right? Right. And before that, in order that you heard it, was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Overture from the TV show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. by Bear McCreary. And then after that, from the video game Dragon Age Inquisition, Calling the Inquisition, from EA Game Soundtracks, and then after that, Sir Kesh from the video game Mass Effect 3 by Christopher Lennertz. Now, it is the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to take a quick break, I'll be right back.
KNNALP 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Going out of town and can't listen to KNNA radio? No problem. You can listen to us anywhere in the world at thecross957.org.
KNNA is a Lutheran radio, but we also focus on the community. With the community comes local businesses of Lincoln, Nebraska. We here at The Cross are firm believers in supporting our local businesses. If you or someone you know would love to underwrite on 95.7 FM, more info can be found at www.thecross957.org. Our email address is info@thecross957.org.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'd like to invite you to join us to worship with us at Good Shepherd. We gather each Sunday at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday school for all ages in between. We also worship on Wednesday evenings, 6:30. Please join us, won't you? And may God richly bless your day.
Welcome back to Soundtrack Telling. I am Captain Kirk, and you can get a hold of me at soundtracktelling@gmail.com. That's soundtracktelling@gmail.com. Now, let me tell you, without the creative imagination of the human race, there are many things you would not have. No heater and AC, no cars, no spacecraft, no space stations, no video games, and worst of all, no donuts. Sometimes we allow technology to be imagination for us, causing our own creative imagination to slip away into the void. That's why I have the segment, Imagination Fuels Creation. This is a part of the show where I will go over just a few items that were invented, which first began with imagination. So let's take a look at this. This first one that I came across, the pencil pusher. This is an item that's still in development, and I don't know if it'll ever take off, but still, the point being is imagination fuels creation. So it might make some movement in its business, or in businesses, or even the home. And even though we're definitely heading towards a paperless world, we still use a lot of paper. And you know, we could recycle the paper and have someone else take care of it, or you can use the pencil pusher. And this device allows you to insert a certain amount of paper, and it will into this machine, this tiny little machine, looks like almost like a three-hole puncher, and it will roll the paper really tight, and it'll add some glue, and it'll insert pencil lead. Pretty nifty, huh? The only problem is, if you recycle a lot, what are you going to do with all those pencils? I mean, if everyone has this machine, no one's going to buy the pencils from you. Maybe, I don't know, maybe their next invention will be able to recycle pencils. How about this one? I know I get irritated by this. The whisk that's sitting in your kitchen drawer, it catches on everything. And then you try to pull it out and you're pulling out half your drawer. Yes, I know that's exaggeration, but you get the point, right? Everyone gets irritated with the whisks inside their kitchen drawer. Well, someone like you and I was just as annoyed by this fact, and they created the fold-up whisk. It's a whisk that, you know, becomes flat when you are no longer using it. That's genius! Absolute genius! I wish I would have thought of that. Okay, next one. Yes. Well, you know, the whisk can be a problem, but so can your shoes. Yes, your shoes. Just not in your kitchen. Yeah, you don't want your shoes in your kitchen. It's gross. Ew. What I mean is when you are packing for a trip or something like that. These particular shoes, they can fold up, and then you can zip them up, So they stay that way, saving you a lot of space in your suitcase or your backpack or something like that. I know when I was in high school, we had to have different pairs of shoes for PE, and I had to put my shoes in my backpack. That would have saved me a lot of space with all the books I had. Whew. That would have been great then. Okay, so zip-up shoes. Zip-up foldable shoes. Okay, now here's this one. I think this is one of the best inventions in the entire universe. Are you ready for this? Now, this invention's been around for years, but I absolutely love it. And I don't actually know the name. I found it on, you know, in my research, but I actually never came across the name. The toothpaste squeezer. You know, you attach it to the bottom of your toothpaste tube, and as you use it, you twist it. You twist the squeezer up, you know, you start rolling it up, ensuring you that you will get like 99% of your toothpaste. And, you know, since we do this at least twice a day, that's a really useful invention. Once again, I wish I would have thought of that. Of course, I wasn't born, I think, when they made that. But that's beside the point. Okay. And we also don't want to forget about those simple inventions that we take for granted. You know, like the garbage disposal. And the safety pin? I know, so simple, yet so amazing. And that is Dragonborn from the video game Skyrim by Jeremy Soule. And before that was The Fields of Pelennor from Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King by Howard Shore. And then after that was Septimus from the movie Stardust by Aylin Eshkari. Now Christmas, it is a great time of year. Presents, food, family and friends, Christmas trees, lights and decorations. So many great things that we all enjoy. But there is a reason for the season. Jesus Christ. He is the reason we celebrate Christmas. Hence the reason Christ in the word Christmas. It is not about Santa. It's not about presents and food and family and friends, Christmas trees, lights and decorations. It's about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His birth is important because of what he would do, has done, for all of us. And Jesus is not any man, but God in flesh. He came to this world to us, to free us, save us from all of our sins. Not just some of them, all of them. Without his forgiveness, we are condemned to hell. So thanks be to God for his saving grace to all who believe. So next time you think about writing that letter and then putting an X in place of Christ in the word Christmas, think again. that's all for this episode of Soundtrack Telling. Oh, I guess I should tell you what those previous songs were, huh? I should do that before I leave, right? Yeah. What you just heard was Legend of Zelda from Zelda by the London Philharmonic Orchestra by, and also by Koji Kondo. And before that was main title from the movie Rudy by Jerry Goldsmith. And then after that, you heard Little People Work from Star Wars A New Hope by John Williams. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little show of mine, and I pray that you'll continue to come back for more. If you like what I'm doing, then please email me at soundtracktelling@gmail.com. That's soundtracktelling@gmail.com. I pray that you will all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Stay safe, have fun, and remember why we celebrate. See you all next year in 2017.